Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 8:30 here on this Tuesday morning, 77 degrees. The mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, says he received a death threat because of his recent order making face masks mandatory in his city.
Mayor Quentin Lucas, who is black, said he was also called a racist slur in the text. But more disturbing was the part of the message saying he should, quote, swing from a tree, a reference to hanging. Mayor Lucas told Fox 4 in Kansas City he's no stranger to angry messages.
Rarely do they have things that I think are akin to death threats. It was a local number, and so that's even more disappointing. I referred it to the police department.
Neither Mayor Lucas nor police are releasing the name attached to the number. The mayor did respond to the message in a tweet saying, let's do better. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Federal regulators have cited aircraft maker Textron Aviation for a December 2019 explosion that injured 15 workers at the Wichita plant.
The U.S. Department of Labor's Occupational Safety and Health Administration says Textron had a serious violation when it failed to protect employees at the facility. The agency has proposed a $13,494 penalty for the violation. The aviation manufacturer must also develop and implement measures to, quote, effectively control, discover, maintain, and repair pressure vessels. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Sedgwick County health officials report 1,260 residents have been diagnosed with COVID-19 in the county, and 28 residents have died. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment reports 14,443 COVID-19 cases across the state, up 905 cases since Friday. The KDHE says 270 Kansas deaths have been linked to COVID-19. The Senate's top Republican says wearing masks will speed up the economic recovery of the coronavirus pandemic.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says there should be no stigma at all about wearing a mask when outside your home and around other people.
Wearing simple face coverings is not about protecting ourselves. It is about protecting everyone we encounter.
The top Senate Republican also calls it a middle ground approach between life as normal and emergency shutdowns. Other top Republicans are also urging face coverings. Some suggest President Trump should wear a mask to set an example. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says it's the president's choice whether to wear a mask, adding he has no problem with masks and urges people to do what local jurisdictions request. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Statues, monuments, and flags are coming down across the country as the nation looks to get rid of any associations with racism. Fox's Jonathan Hunt has more.
Cheers and applause Sunday as Mississippi's legislature voted to remove the state flag, the last to display the Confederate battle emblem, and the latest symbol to fall as the nation re-examines racism. There are now calls to remove John Wayne's name and likeness from the airport in Orange County, California, because of racist and homophobic comments he made during the 1970s. Princeton says it will take down Woodrow Wilson's name from its public policy school after the university's board of trustees said the late president's segregationist policies make him an inappropriate namesake.
Some schools in California named after Presidents George Washington and Thomas Jefferson are changing their names because both presidents owned slaves. Celebrating Independence Day means fireworks for many Americans. What's legal in Wichita? Fire Captain Jose Ocades tells KNSS News.
What's legal within the city limits is fireworks that are sold within city limits, and they don't go above 6 feet in height, and they don't have any type of description that they have shooting flaming balls. Everything that we are selling right now, the firework tents that are selling within the city of Wichita have been tested by the Wichita Fire Department and approved.
Police and firefighter teams will be looking for violations. The fine is $250. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a warm and muggy start to the day, it is going to be sunny and hot with temperatures in the upper 90s by noontime, 103 this afternoon with a heat index close to 110 as winds gust out of the south. Breezy, warm, and humid again tonight, Tarlow 74, and the triple-digit heat continues on Wednesday and Thursday with a high 101. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 77 degrees, got a good breeze from the south, gusting to 26 miles per hour. 836 now, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. It is time for entertainment news. We call it The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
And we do have breaking news in The Blur this morning. Reports coming out about the death of Carl Reiner at the age of 98. An American treasure. Comedian, actor, director, screenwriter, publisher. Multiple Emmy Awards, one Grammy Award, the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor. What a funny
wow.
guy.
Yeah.
Carl Reiner has died at the age of 98, and one of the oldest active actors in Hollywood. He was still working last year. We'll talk some more about Carl Reiner coming up a little bit later on in The Blur.
Okay.
Carl Reiner has passed at the age of 98. Broadway canceling the rest of 2020.
Broadway will remain shuttered through 2020. The Broadway League made the announcement that theater owners will refund or exchange all tickets purchased for productions through January 3rd. In a statement, the league called Broadway a deeply personal but also crucially communal experience that can only be possible when Broadway theaters can safely host full houses, stating every single member of our community is eager to get back to work, sharing stories that inspire our audience through the transformative power of a shared live experience, adding, we look forward to returning to our stages only when it's safe to do so. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
The first trailer honoring the life of the Queen of Soul is dropped.
Aretha, you do talk, don't you? Not just sing?
I like you to call me Miss Franklin.
The trailer for the upcoming Aretha Franklin biopic, Respect, has just been released, and it's showing respect to the late great singer. Jennifer Hudson stars as the Queen of Soul in the film that will also feature Forest Whitaker, Mary J. Blige, Marlon Wayans, and more. It's expected to be released on Christmas Day, although that may change due to the coronavirus situation. Hudson won't only be showing off her singing abilities, but her acting skills as well, having already won an Oscar in 2006 for her Best Supporting Actress role in Dreamgirls. Mike Gunzelman, Fox News.
For the world's biggest movie theater chain, another delay in operations.
AMC Entertainment will now be reopening its theaters on July the 30th instead of July the 15th. On the new date, AMC will resume operations of 450 U.S. theaters as part of its phase plan to bring its 600-plus multiplexes back in operation by early August. AMC said the delay aligns with the newly scheduled release dates of Disney's Mulan and Warner Brothers' Tenet movies that have been pushed to August. AMC has been shuttered nationwide since mid-March due to the coronavirus pandemic. However, plans to reopen theaters could continue to change given the surge of cases in a number of states. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
We talked about this a little bit yesterday. The Rolling Stones know it's rock and roll, but when President Trump plays it, they don't like it.
The Rolling Stones do not want the president using their music at his rallies, and they are actively engaged in stopping him. The band, in a statement, said their legal team is collaborating with BMI, a performing arts rights organization, to prevent the use of their music at the president's re-election events, writing, "If Donald Trump disregards the exclusion and persists, then he would face a lawsuit for breaking the embargo and playing music that has not been licensed." The band said that despite previously issuing cease and desist directives, the president continued to use its song, "You Can't Always Get What You Want," at campaign rallies. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
In fact, we'll move on to 7. We'll move on to some action last night from ABC, The Bachelor. I know Steve enjoys Monday nights on ABC.
Oh, yeah.
We're looking back at all these clips from The Bachelor, the greatest seasons ever, exclamation point. Chris Harrison asking Wells Adams why it was awkward for him to kiss JoJo.
Why was it so awkward with JoJo and trying to kiss her?
So here's the thing. After watching it back, I learned what I should have done. I was like, hey, so what's your middle name? Where everyone else was like, nah, I should have done that. But I didn't, Chris.
I think everything happens for a reason. If he was one of the guys that was, I wouldn't have been intrigued by him. I thought it was really nice that he wanted to be able to get to know her before really getting there. Was I screaming at the television nonstop, kiss her? Yes, I was.
Here is your chance to stand up and defend your fiance. Obviously, he didn't come off as such a great lover on The Bachelorette. Is he a good kisser?
He's the best. The best kisser.
There you go.
So I didn't follow that very well. It's kind of confusing.
Oh, well.
That's The Bachelor.
Yeah. You were watching intently last night.
Right.
25 years ago on this day, a movie came out in Wichita theaters. I'll bet you can name this movie just from a short clip.
Mm-hmm. This is Houston. Say again, please.
Houston, we have a problem.
The Apollo 13.
You are correct. Very good.
Ron Howard.
25 years ago today, Apollo 13 came out in Wichita theaters, right? Directed by Ron Howard. Starring Tom Hanks, Kevin Bacon, Bill Paxton, Ed Harris, Gary Sinise, among others.
Great film.
Yeah. A clip in which the astronauts discuss the number 13 as part of their mission.
So, the number 13 doesn't bother you?
Only if it's a Friday, Phil.
Apollo 13... lifting off at 1,300 hours and 13 minutes, and entering the moon's gravity on April 13th.
Ken Mattingly here has been doing some scientific experiments regarding that very phenomenon, haven't you?
Yes. Well, I had a black cat walk over a broken mirror under the lunar module ladder. It didn't seem to be a problem.
Well, it did turn out to be a rough mission.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, of course, that gave us the classic line uttered by Gene Kranz, portrayed by Ed Harris.
I want this mark all the way back to Earth with time to spare. We never lost an American in space. We're sure as hell not going to lose one on my watch. Failure is not an option.
Failure is not an option. The movie Apollo 13 came out 25 years ago
and
today.
And just added to time, we had no idea this was going on, the American public. I mean,
I don't believe that.
Oh,
Walter Cronkite talked about it on the news every night.
Yeah, but nobody thought it was that serious. They said, oh, they got a problem, they'll make it back.
Okay.
But yeah, the film said it really was in doubt for a while. At least I didn't think it was going to. I didn't think it was a big deal.
I don't know. I've listened to reports by Cronkite talking about how everything was in peril.
Oh, Walter was always such a big fearmonger.
All right. And we mentioned earlier in the blur the death of Carl Reiner age of 98. It's a mad, 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 mad world. He was probably the biggest name left surviving from that cast.
Yeah.
The Russians are coming, the Russians are coming.
Good film.
In which he played the haggard American father out on a vacation when the Russians invade.
Right.
He directed and co-wrote The Jerk, Steve Martin. He also directed Oh God. He directed All of Me. 11 Emmy Awards, 1 Grammy, Mark Twain Prize, great Carl Reiner.
Dick Van Dyke Show.
And of course, Dick Van Dyke Show, yeah, a little bit of Carl Reiner.
You know how many times your name is mentioned in my article?
How many?
11.
11 times?
You know how many times my name is mentioned?
No. 7.
Yeah, 7.
7-11, that's lucky.
Not for you, it isn't. you know how many times Buddy and Sally are mentioned? They're mentioned as Buddy Rogers and Sally Sorrell, your frolicsome fellow workers.
Oh, Buddy Rogers. They mixed up the names.
Yeah.
So
they left mine out completely.
Shut up, Mel.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go.
History of the World, Part 1, The Voice of God. Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid as a Nazi marshal.
Yeah.
And like we said, he was still working up all the way through last year in the voice of, in Toy Story 4, he was the voice of Carl Reiner Osiris. the great comedy legend.
Wow.
Carl Reiner has passed away at the age of 98. And that's entertainment news in the blur, brought to you by the good folks at Napoleon Appliance Repair, a fantastic family-owned appliance repair business. If your appliance is in trouble, call Terry and make an appointment, 409-1525, Napoleon Appliance Repair.
New schools for Mays. That story, Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal. Coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.